says ventilators are of limited value.
We have had several patients between the hospitals across the Northwell Health System that have come off of the breathing machine, but the vast majority are unable to.
Hajizadeh says one reason is that the coronavirus often does a lot more lung damage than, say, the flu.
There is fluid and other toxic chemical cytokines, we call them, raging throughout the lung tissue.
She says in some patients, the damage is so bad that even ventilation won't help. So they've tried an even more extreme measure called ECMO, which delivers oxygen directly to a patient's bloodstream.
Remember, ECMO, too, is a life-supporting treatment. So it's a bridge while we are allowing the lung to heal itself from a pneumonia.
If it can. Dr. Tiffany Osborne says that what doctors are learning about severe coronavirus infections should make it crystal clear why we all need to take steps to keep the virus from spreading.
I know that at times it gets frustrating, but it's really important, not just for yourself and your family, but for the other people that you care about, to shelter in place until this is over.
Osborne should know, when she's not at the hospital, she's living in a camper to avoid putting her family at risk.